Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your Savage Coach, Dina Samuel here. Join me on my podcast where we will be talking about digital marketing. We'll talk about motherhood, freelancing, entrepreneurship, family life, what else? Sales strategies, anything really. Please join me on this adventure. It's going to be so much fun. I promise to be crazy upfront and honest and authentic to all of you. Again, Dina Samuel here, and welcome. This is the Savage Coach Podcast.
Samuel, yan ka na, Dina. You are solo. Solong-solo mo. Say hi naman.
Hi. Wait, tinitignan ko yung ano yung camera dito. Just hi, guys. Magandang gabi.
What am I? It's a Sunday night. Okay, congrats. Oh, tingnan mo to, oh, may smiley na. May black hearts pa. Wow, ano klase yun? Ano yan?
Ano
can
yan?
You see Ano yan?
Nakikita daw ba nila ako?
Ah, okay. Okay, so ngayon, umpisa na natin. Ilabas ko na yung kodigo ko. Ang sabi ni Dina, ito yung quotable niya, if your business is not growing, it will die soon. And that's what we want to learn from Dina. Kasi we as freelancers, we are technically entrepreneurs, di ba? We are not dependent on some pasweldo tuwing 15 katapusan. We're not dependent on parents supporting our day-to-day expenses. We are responsible for our own selves.
And preach.
Where we are. Preach. That's. And ito pa ha, ang sabi ng ating wonderful guest is, kinakabahan ako. Hindi ko alam ano ba yung mga pag-uusapan natin. And here she is. So tingnan mo naman. No? Parang, wow. Oh. Pang 300 mo ng interview ito, ma'am, ngayong araw na to. Parang, wow,
first time.
Okay, so ako ngayon ang kinakabahan dito sa ating guest. As in, imagine mo, dating director of sales ng Food Panda, ini-interview ko. Okay. Ano pa? Okay, diretso na agad, bakbakan na agad, di ba? Gusto ko ito eh. Ito yung umpisan pa na. So for everyone who's going to be watching this on the replay, good luck kung may replay to. Hindi ko alam kung may replay. Kung isisave ba namin to ni JPL. So, for those naman who are having second thoughts na, teka, manunod ba ako? Hindi, kasi meron pong gagawin. Meron pong Netflix na inaabangan. Bahala ka. Hindi ko alam kung may replay. Okay? So, what we're going to do here is we'll break down just what we did on the last week. Pre-breakdown natin. Ano ba yung ginawa niya? How she got that client? How she got those clients? How she got 4 DCs, di ba? And what does it feel like nung August 8, nag-post ka, tapos isa lang nag-comment, isa lang nag-like, seen by 3. Okay, diretso na natin. Anong feeling nun, Donna? Ay, Donna, Dina. Kasi ito yun, one post. Ito, meron kang one post. Pull up natin ha.
What post was that? Sige nga, tignan natin.
That was August 8. Tapos, i-solo natin ha. Share screen. Share your desktop screen. Chrome tab. Okay. Sabi ni Dina dito ay... Okay, hi tribe mates. Anyone here who has some great results with Google AdWords for local business in the US? Partner naman tayo, oh. August 8. Isa lang nag-comment. Seen by 3. Okay, and then afterwards, 'di ba? Naging halimaw tong babaeng to. Siguro halimaw naman siya talaga dati, 'di ba? Wait lang ha. Pull up natin 'yan para lang makita ng iba. Solo. Okay. And the only guy who commented, kahit kami mga coaches, di kami nag-comment. The only person who commented on this post was Julian Canita. Oh, ito na pala kape natin. Galing malamang to kay Katsalonga. Okay? Gusto ko yung lighting mo. Naka-ring light ka ba? Hindi. Easy. Next month pang ring light. Okay. Hindi na.
Ano na?
Anong pakiramdam nung nag-post ka nito? Tapos yan lang ang sumagot.
Isang, wala.
Isang bubuhan. Parang sino ba yun? Julian kanita? Hey, sino yan? Nyay,
my kakatakot. God, I know Julian, right? Mm-hmm. Iris like the Facebook ads monster. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Etong Google AdWords, like, this is like super out of what I've been to eh. And hashtag trigger lang to eh. Because I was, I think I was chatting with one potential client and he was super, tawag dito, nagyayabang that, you know, I've been getting good leads from this and that, this and that. And at that point, I think medyo nagkakaroon ng challenge with Facebook ads because of the demographics na mga nawala. So,
anong nawalang demographics?
Like the homeowners, other keywords in there, ibang mga targeting, may mga nawala dun eh. So, medyo affected tayo. Like, I was just triggered. And I thought, I've been seeing a lot of guys also asking from the tribe. Like, hey guys, partner naman tayo. Like this and that. So, nakikiuso lang ako. Nakikiuso lang ako. And just testing out. Like, okay, whatever. So, I got, uy, thank you, Agnes, ha? And the Buster Julian. Diba? Guys, if you're watching this live, hashtag live.
Uwi na ako. Uwi na ako. Magbabasa pa ako libro. I have better replay things to do.
Wow, may hashtag pa siya.
Ganun na ako. Ganun na siya ba?
This is my show.
No.
Go.
The more okay people we reach, the more people we can help. Like, what? Yung mga ganun.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, so yun lang. With the question, ano yung naramdaman ko? It's nothing. Because it's also a nothing. Wala siya. It's just empty. It's just me, you know, testing out. Whatever.
Okay. Okay. Kasi honestly, for me, being, ano, baka totoo lang naman tayo. Yun naman tayo dito sa tribe, di ba? If I had posted something like that before, tapos walang nag-comment, it's either I would have thought, putik, ang bobo ko ba? Sablay ba yung tanong ko? Walang nag-comment? Walang nag-like? Parang wala talaga nakapansin. Oh my God! This is the wrongest thing to do. Tapos, kaumpisa lang nitong tribe na to. Oh, naku, nakakahiya. Sobrang tiyahe. Di ba? Pero, iba yung reaction mo.
Neil, si Julian pa naman yung mag-comment eh.
Eh, hindi yun nga. Sino ba yun? Hindi ko masyadong wala. Diba?
Kahit nga nag-comment siya, hindi rin ako nag-message. I was like, shy.
Wow. So, sino yung zone mo? Ang comment ni Sir Julian.
I'm super shy lang.
So, tao ka pa rin pala.
Oo naman, Diyos ko.
Okay,
wala lang. But, you know, parang, I was just really testing. Meron ba? Like, meron bang opportunity dito? Because I was thinking of actually adding that to my services to them. Like, if there would be someone, but I know how busy Julian is, so malamang, nasagot na din yung nagtanong ko na, you know, it's not gonna, and you just forget about it. Parang ganon.
You were assuming that he would just forget about it. I think you wouldn't forget about it. And seeing where you are now, parang wow. Pero the bigger question talaga is, I don't think na it's, wow, saan galing tong Dina na to? Siguro it's more of, bakit kaya ang tagal-tagal niyang lumabas? More of, ganun ang dating sa akin na, or saan, bakit hindi ko to nakikita tong taong to dati? More of, yun ang iniisip ko. So, take us back, pag-umpisa mo pa lang, saan ka unang nag-venture dito sa online thing na to? Paano ka naging isang freelancer?
Okay. It started with a wish. Yung parang super duper random wish. So, just a bit of backstory, no? I was working with a marketing agency there in Makati. This is Willig Building.
and like everything was so perfect back then. I was doing lead generation and appointment setting. And nalugi, right? So nalugi. And then I found myself lying in the bed, mga ganun, no? Like jobless, right? And there's this one person German na nag-message siya sa LinkedIn inviting me for an interview sa Lazada office. That was Foodpanda. That was the time that they were starting Foodpanda here in Manila. Sabi ko, okay. Saan po yung Lazada? I mean, I know Lazada, right? I don't even know that they have an office. Kasi feeling ko nasa heaven lang sila na nagde-deliver. So, yun. Sabi ko, okay, so where's the office? Nandun sa Jupiter Street. So, I went there. Okay, and then I met three Germans and one Indian. And then, ayun, so interview, and then, you know, and I got the job, and I started from there. So from call center for like, ilang years pa ako? Probably 7 to 8 years sa call center, biglang shift into, you know, the corporate or yung parang, I've been doing telemarketing and selling whatever sa phone right now, one-on-one na. So since that was like the first ever experience. So we started Foodpanda. No? I was doing meetings with a lot of restaurants all over the metro.
Time out. Bakit ka minessage? Sabi mo, minessage ka out of the blue ng mga aliman na to? 17?
Yeah. Well, probably because they saw that I've been doing lead generation and business development and tawag dito, appointment setting and, you know, sa sales. So, kumbaga, siguro doon sa mga skills na yon.
For the corporate world, di ba?
Yes, yes.
Not as a solopreneur. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And so, so like, literally from the scratch, nandun ako sa Lazada office, working day in and day out, and doon ko na-experience yung traffic and, you know, the typical, you know, corporate job. Meetings here and there and whatever. I think after a year or so, parang nagkaroon ng conflict with my managing director and the big bosses sa Europe. He left, so he resigned, and dahil sa sobrang loyal ko sa kanya, I also resigned. But at the time, I got pregnant. Right, so that was December of 2014. December of 2014. So, ayun na nga. So I got pregnant, and then Carlo, my husband, he told me that, you know, you also need to quit working, because I grew up knowing that I'm not gonna be, yung parang paano ko ba yun sasabihin. So I had complications. Started when, parang high school pa ako, I had complications. And we were going back and forth sa Cebu doctors. And I mean, it's me growing up that the OB-GYN telling my mother that, you know, this girl should marry early kasi kung hindi, like this and like that, or whatever. So that notion. So my husband now, we were dating for like 6 to 7 years na. And may mga times that, you know, we wanted to settle down, but I'm always like, you know, I'm scared because baka hindi ko mabigyan ng anak, something like that. So this pregnancy thing is just super big to us that he asked me, okay, you need to quit working and just focus on the pregnancy. And so I did. I remember like January of 2014, parang before the new year, parang I just made a random wish and I said, Lord, parang, you know, I mean, I'm used to working and parang ang hirap maging, you know, just working and wala kang gagawin. So I said, parang ang maganda sana yung may online job. Parang I can work at home, ganyan. And it's just super random. And January 2, my previous boss from the Zuwilig office before contacted me on LinkedIn again and said, hey, Dina, so we're building a team. Why don't you contact this and that, yung mga previous teammates namin, because you guys will be doing lead generation and appointment setting for our clients. So doon siya nag-start. Doon nag-start yung work at home, right? Yung work at home. But so that was me like working while pregnant at home. It was super okay. Pero may mga times na wala siyang kliyente, wala rin kaming kliyente. Yeah, so you know the typical. And then doon ako nag-start, okay, so ano pa yung ibang online jobs na pwede kong gawin? I went to Upwork. I went to, can't even recall, parang basta naging ganun siya. Ganun siya.
Wait,
so
pag walang kliyente, wala rin kita?
No, pag wala siyang kliyente, like say for example, parang tayo din, no? Parang nag-outsource lang. Wala siyang, mostly ng mga kliyente niya, mga like B2B, small businesses, ganun. Pag, okay. Pag mawala yung kliyente niya, like okay, we're gonna stop the campaign now. Hanging din kami. Like floating, kumbaga, floating din kami. And mag-aantay lang kami until, you know, the next client na makukuha niya. So it was super like up and down, very unstable, and you know how it works. So nandun din yung parang, okay, I need to do Upwork, I need to this and that. So sige, stop ko na muna dahil yung sagot ko.
Because na-imagine ko, you were how many months pregnant during that time?
Well, so I started talaga doon like first month and the second month and the third month, parang ganun. And what happened, because nga, tawag dito, pag ganun siya eh. And syempre nandun kami sa time that we were starting our own, you know, small family, and we were renting, and you know, and that may mga bills that we need to, you know, parang mga responsibilities and whatnot. So nandun ako sa point na parang it feels a pressure that I cannot stop, right? And I think yung biggest turning point talaga with, you know, with this whole thing, just for us to, you know, go to the main point of all this, of my story, is that I had a difficult pregnancy. I had three series of bleeding. The first one was, as in literal na hindi ako lang mag-isa dito sa bahay, because my husband was working night shift then, call center then. So I had that one, and then the OB-GYN said, pag magka second bleeding ka pa, I need to confine you. Parang i-admit kita sa hospital. And that happened like Mother's Day, I think May 11 ba yun or something. Yeah, May 11, I got confined sa Muntinlupa Medical Center. Yeah.
MCM?
MCM.
Medical Center Muntinlupa.
Medical Center Muntinlupa, whatever. So yun. I got admitted, I got confined. That's May 11. And then, she told me again, pag magka-third bleeding ka pa, masisiyas ka na. And it was super difficult because hindi pa ako maabot ng 30th week of pregnancy. So cut the story short, premature yung baby ko.
Mm-hmm.
Nasiyas ako May 20th. And at that time, like eto na. So like yun yung parang, you know, we all go through like the lowest of lows, you know, points of our lives. And I think yun yung talaga, because apart from him being born premature, he also has respiratory distress syndrome, and we were told that he might not be able to make it. Yung mga, you know, it was super crazy. Kasi diba parang all my life I've thought that I wouldn't, you know, become a mother, and yeah. Then pinagbigyan na ako, nandun na, and then nandun na nailabas ko na, and nandun super small, siguro parang ano lang siya, like para lang siyang 1.5 na cook. Ganun lang siya kaliit, very fragile, and he stayed in Nico for like more than a month. And during those days talaga, like I remember the first time that I saw him, you know, after I gave birth and the following morning, parang they asked me to go to Nico, yung room. Parang sobrang isolated siya. I saw him and wala eh, parang alam eh, parang nakikita natin yung mga sa bantay bata. Neil, andiyan ka pa ba?
Yep, nakikinig ako.
Yung sa ano, kasi, sa bantay bata ng mga photos, like nakita ko siya right there and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Sobrang lost for words talaga, and that I remember that day just looking at him and telling him that I love him. Kasi kahit ako parang, oh my God, will he actually make it? Kasi parang imposible talaga. And nakakapraning pa doon because yung pedia, yung mga specialist ng mga premature, like, they can't tell us exactly what's going on and what's gonna happen because kahit sila, like, super uncertain ang lahat. So, that time, wala, my life stopped, like everything was a blur. I don't even know what to do apart from the finances, right? Because meron siyang gamot, like, okay, we need this, we need 20,000 right there and then, and diba, like, hindi naman kami, like, you know, well off or anything. Struggling talaga during those times, and every day we have to pay for the oxygen, for the ventilator, for this and that, for this and that. I remember also, like, after that moment, yung first day that I saw him, bumalik ako sa room and I found my father and my sister there. Like, dun talaga parang, like, I broke down. And I even questioned God, like, why me? Like, you know, I mean, if you're a parent, you would really understand to me. And yun talaga, like, it was the most difficult thing that I've gone through. And that's the exact moment that I said, you know, I was tawag dito, ready to, like, yung parang palit na lang tayo ng buhay. Like, Lord, just let him live, and, you know, I can just go. Kasi feeling ko it's all my fault. I was blaming myself. And then the OB guy, actually yung iba daw, like, telling me, baka you're super stressed, like this and like that. And nandun ako sa parang, okay, so siguro nga daw this whole thing that I've been working at home, probably yun yung stress and probably yun yung naging cause of all this. I was super blaming myself. And they, like for 30 days, I think, yeah, 30 days, pabalik-balik lang kami ng Nico. I had to parang get out of the hospital because the bill is just increasing and increasing every day. So I was like, okay, titiisin ko na lang yung iiwan yung anak ko sa Nico. And I need to go home because hindi na namin talaga kaya yung pag-increase ng bill. Cut the story short, like, there was this moment. Every day I would go there, no? Tapos, of course, the whole breastfeeding, and then you would pump, and then iahatid mo yung milk sa Nico, and meron siyang small fridge. And every time that he would, like, they would, para ang dami niyang mga tubo, or ano ba tawag doon, mga hose, ganyan-ganyan, nakakonect sa kanya. Tapos pati yung milk, parang inaano lang. Because he really cannot go out from the incubator pa. Like, sobrang ano talaga. So, I remember this time, looking at him, like, just singing to him, because the nurses there, they were telling us that you really need to be positive, and hindi mo, dapat hindi tayo magdala ng, you know, yung parang heavy heart. It's just really all about, you know, being prayerful and your faith, and, you know, kung ano-ano pa. Just, I was super struggling to be, like, you know, the positive person that I can be.
And I remember one time, like, I was singing to him, and I said, because sobrang uncertain talaga, like, ano ba talaga to? I mean, ikaw ba para sa akin? or what? Because, wala, like, every breath na inaano niya is just defining moment of my life. Like, will he make it or not? I mean, if he gonna die, like, I wanna die right now also. Kasi, it was just unbearable talaga. I looked at him and said, Sam, can you just open your eyes? And he did. Like, that moment that I asked him, he did. Like, he was looking talaga nakipag eye to eye sa akin. And that moment, I said, you know, I will do everything talaga, like literally everything to be worthy of, you know, being your mom. And we prayed and at such time na nakalabas na siya sa Nico. And looking at the bill, so that was May of 2015. Like, our bill went up to $1 million. And for just, you know, a call center couple, I mean, I don't even know paano maanin. Of course, we had support from both of our parents. But still, diba? Still,
wala eh. Stress pa lang nun.
Right. So we went out, we got out of the hospital with an existing balance. May balance pa kami sa hospital. And during those time, nando na ako sa, am I still gonna stick with working at home? Or I go back to Makati and look for a job? Because kung eto lang yung trend ng work at home na may kliyente wala, maghahabol ka sa Upwork, apply ka ng apply sa Upwork, wala namang nangyayari. If ganito to, I mean, we couldn't afford because we only have 9 months to pay for that balance. Mm-hmm. And so, with heavy heart, super duper heavy heart, I said, okay, I'll try my luck. I went to Makati. I remember that day riding on a bus, like sobrang lakas ng iyak ko, talagang naghahagulhol ako because I cannot really like imagine sino yung naghahawak ngayon kay Sam, sino yung katabi niya, sino gano'n. So, nandun lang siya sa lola niya. Like, it was just super unbearable to me na parang hindi dapat ganito. I mean, he doesn't deserve that. What he deserves is his mother, like, nandun lang katabi niya. Right? So, I remember that day, pumunta ako sa, like, this is a film building in Makati and I applied for a job. I went straight to that Australian, parang country manager ate siya. Bit ko yung mga medalyang naipon ko sa, like, back in 24/7, and yung mga sales, because I really wanted just, you know, I need it, right? So kahit sabihin nilang OA ako na nagdala ko ng mga certificate or whatever, I did it because I need a job, right? So I went straight to that person, and he hired me, and he said, okay, tomorrow we will hire you one-on-one with a trainer. The following day, that's the second day, okay, nandun ako, train. And on the third day, hindi ko na kinaya. I called that person, I said, I cannot do it anymore. Like, I cannot leave my son here at home. So, balik ako sa paghahanap sa Upwork and all of this and all of this and all of this. I remember one, like, randomly, I came across Jason Dulay. So, dito na ba tayo sa part na to? Tapos na yung MMK.
Hindi. Ang isang curious akong malaman is, what was happening between you and the husband nung time na to? Kasi, of course, you had bills to pay, and then there's also this being yung obligation mo as a mother.
He was working. Like, kahit super difficult for him to live, like, leave home and leave us, nandun kami. He had to work. So, converges and converges, still with converges, and, you know, because we need to sustain our needs din eh. Parang ganon. So, apart from that, like, hindi pwedeng yung parang yun side lang yun. I need to do something. I really need to do something. So yun, balik ako sa Upwork, harap ng whatever, whatever. And I remember reaching out to Jasper, yung managing director namin sa Foodpanda. And he gave me, like, you know, a small task and he would pay me for parang virtual assistant in a way. Pero nandun pa rin yung parang appointment setting because he built his company na din in Germany. So I was doing cold emails and prospecting to mga 5-star hotels because he was parang drone videography or something yung business niya. So and he
how
wanted,
much were you being paid nito for this task?
He would send like 300 to 500 between that range. Yes.
Okay.
Pero he understood that.
The same rate that you had with him before? Or
ano na ba yung... Well, sorry, I'm super slow with math. Pero back in Foodpanda, siguro yung mga sahod ko noon, between 25 to 30. Okay. Mga small commission. And then dito sa work in the weeks, it was being really reach out, like, come on, if you need, you know, someone, maybe you can give me some task in there. You just, you know, parang wala ako sa part. It was just me yung parang dying to have something.
Yes.
Right? Because I need to survive. Yeah. I have bills to pay. So came to the point pumasok si Jason Dulay and I remember purchasing yung course niya sa website creation or web design 101 or something. Para ganon. So dun na ako, I think dun na nag-start yung parang, okay, I was added to the group and part nung group na yun, parang mga exclusive students si Jason Dulay and nandun yung mga virtual assistant and this and this and this and that. And I've been, you know, just reading a lot of success stories in there, very inspiring, this and that. And then, tawag dito, I came across this webinar of our very own, the magnificent. Ano pang mga adjective na pwede nating i-ano? Yung webinar ni John Pagulayan. I don't know if you guys, I know a lot of you guys have probably attended that. So the one na nandun lang siya sa kitchen. Tapos na lang siya webinar. And like sobrang nakinig ako. I remember taking notes on this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what I want. And I know that I can do this.
Exactly. Okay.
It just parang yung sinasabi nilang the gates of heaven just opened because it all makes sense, right? Oo, ito yung parang na-realize ko na shit. Ito yung ginagawa nung boss ko dati, like he has an agency and just outsourcing people. And I know that I can do that. I know that I can do that. It's just sabi ko, okay, I'll have to focus with this person. And I think weeks after yung workshop or event dun sa Makati wherein Jason Dulay and John Pagulayan will be there, the virtual grandma VA, you know that, right?
Lagot yeah, ka kay mo.
No, kasi siya yung nag, I know siya yung parang nag-organize ng event na yon.
Yes.
And that's where I met Melissa, si Ice, because hindi talaga ako palalabas. Like, I was just, dito lang ako sa bahay. And just researching and researching and researching.
Sino yung Ice na yan?
Si Melissa.
Ay, hindi ko kilala yun.
Melissa.
Hindi ko pa naririnig yun.
Incredible, Melissa. So yun. So si Melissa yung segment ko na ito. Sige.
Bumili ka ng course kay Jason Dulay. Wala ka naman pera. Bakit ka bumili?
Matatlong libo yun.
Wow.
Diba?
Pero hindi. Diba? How did you get the money? Was it like you and the husband you talk na okay, ganito ba? I'm going to buy a horse or
diba? I know, right? Nandun pa yun sa parang, oh my God, like, eh, lahat nung binabayad sa akin ni Jasper that time is like super enough lang. Super mm-hmm. enough. But I know that, sabi ko, I needed one skill or one service or whatever you call it na parang magiging specialization ko or whatever. And I said, web design is like fun. And medyo nandun na din ako sa ClickFunnels and, you know, and dami na because I've been following a lot of entrepreneurs already. So parang may mga gusto na akong ma-mirror na parang maganito. Just super, ano pa siya, parang komplikadong intindihin. So it's just with John's webinar na parang, holy God, so eto na yon. So, alam mo yon, parang it everything just became clearer and clearer. Like, I can't even recall ilang beses ko siyang ni-replay. Right? Ilang beses ko siyang ni-replay and then pumasok na yung email sequence niya. Like, basta. Boom. Basta. Basta, whatever. Nandun na yun.
Pero, di pa ako masaya doon.
Sige.
Diba? Sabi mo, bibilin mo. Pero, ano yung eksaktong, diba, before, ano, credit card ba pinambayad mo? Cash ba pinambayad
cash.
Mo?
Cash! Jason Dulan? Cash!
Okay, so cash. Saan galing yung pera? Galing ba kay
Jasper? Well, galing yung kay Jasper. Galing yung kay Jasper.
May nagpaalam pa pa ba sa asawa mo?
Na no.
Hindi na. Basta bumili ka na lang.
Yeah.
Tapos sign up ka. Wala ka bang kaba na, huli ka, 3,000 to. Hindi to joke na pera.
I cannot even recall ilang beses akong pabalik-balik sa landing page ni Jason Dulay. Because meron siyang virtual assistant course, meron siyang social media, meron siyang ganito. Ang dami niyang ano dun eh.
And so, alin ang bibilhin ko?
Si web design.
Okay.
Si web design. Because focus lang siya. Like, you know, virtual assistant, ang daming whatever, whatever. So I know that I can do it. I can already be like a VA. Because the basics of yung appointment setting, you know, the experience that I had before, yung parang organization and this and that and that. I know that I can do it already. So parang sabi ko, this is something that I wanted to learn because I know how expensive the projects of, you know, a web designer. Parang ganon.
So meron ka na, okay, nakita mo na yung ROI mo behind it. Could it just be me or could there also be other people who were thinking, okay, so meron tong 30 days na kailangan na I can get a refund. So I am hoping and trusting that word na kung walang mangyari sa akin, marirefund ko yung pera ko. Nag-isip ka rin ba lang ganun? Or alam mong
wala,
hindi?
Wala.
Iba ka? Wow. Neto, so, diba? Or baka ako lang yun na laging may kaba pag bumibili ng course.
Yeah. Pero that time kasi, naano na ako eh, sold na ako sa email campaign ni Jason. And meron ang mga success stories sa, you know, kahit sa group niya before. So I know, I believe the guy and I have, you know, I know that he's legit. So parang even, actually kahit hindi ako mabigyan ng ROI noon, I wouldn't mind because I know that the skill is there. I know that I can just go back to that course and learn again or whatever. So it's just, wala akong hesitation. It's just, okay, this is it. Here's the money. And I'm gonna do everything. Ganun naman ako. Like, I'm gonna do everything to make sure that I'll get something out of this.
Was this the first course that you bought?
Yeah.
Okay, first course.
First one.
And then you bought yung mga sobrang high-end course mo, yung mga Udemy course mo?
Parang wala naman ako mga ganun na.
Yung mga high-end na 700 pesos? Oh, trivia, bumili sa
video. 700 pesos. Yung mga ganun, yung basta magaling ka mag-sulat ng copy, mabibentahan mo ako. Yung mga ganun.
So, yun na yun.
Yeah, there's this SEO also that okay. So yeah, parang Wala, it's a knowledge, right? It's not necessarily that you could get something out of it, like in peso or in dollar.
Okay.
It's just really that I siguro na acknowledge ko yung parang this search for knowledge. It should not end.
Mm-hmm. Tama naman. Pero that's rare, to tell you honestly, Dina. Kasi most of the times talaga, it's really more of hesitation. It's really more of I'm clinging to the promise. I'm clinging on to the case studies. Pero I am expecting, yun yung word, I am expecting that you hand over everything on a silver platter. Yeah. Which I am very guilty of.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ito yung ngayon ang tanong ko. Diba kanina, pinakita natin yung post mo na walang pumansin. Diba? The August 8 post, diba? Isa lang. And very happy naman ako na it was Julian nga who posted, who commented on it. Tapos, and then you had a next post naman. It was August, ano ba to? August, I don't know, 20, let's see, tingnan natin ha. Saan natin? Ang sabi ng post na to was loading. Wait lang.
Guys, okay, if you're watching share. This live, can you just hashtag
dragging myself out of bed for 2 DCs today, 12:51 a.m. I feel like I achieved so freaking much. Okay? Pero before that, so ito yun na August 9 yun, after her post na. Meron akong ipapakita sa inyo na screenshot. So sige, yeah, gawin mo na yung spill mo. Yung spill mo ulit. So guys, if you're watching this live,
hashtag, if you're watching this on the replay. Hashtag live. If you're team replay, just hashtag team replay. The more people
there. Okay. Sige, thank you. Okay. Okay, ito na siya. Ito na siya. Solo. Okay. If you can see your screens clearly, this is a message back in 2017. June 13, 2017. At nagre-reach out siya sa isa sa mga influencers dito sa Philippines, di ba? Been a subscriber for years now. Emails, Instagram, and your Facebook page. So straight to the point. Etong time ba na to? JTL converted ka na ba?
Yes.
Okay. How many of this do you do before na regularly?
Okay. So yung naging prospecting ko, it's part of, okay, I'm gonna follow what John is saying and I'm also gonna do what I used to do. Because remember, I've been doing cold emails as well, kasi ano nga tayo, appointment setter. Like, back in the day, parang ganun. So, you know, medyo, not that sanay, pero I already have that feel of like, you know, prospecting cold emails and even cold calls, right? So, that one, kasi net ko kay John Herrera. It was just so, I'm a follower of the guy. So, diba DJ siya? And all of a sudden, he shifted into coaching.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, he and did. Okay. And
okay. DJ, and parang, pero nandun siya sa, so I kind of followed his journey. Nandun siya sa DJ, from party, from club, and I know he has a lot of businesses as well.
Crush mo siya? Sabihin mo na agad? Crush
mo siya. Ayun na nga.
Yun lang, okay.
Sabihin ko ng magandang ano eh.
Pagagandahin pa eh. Yun doon naman ang punta nun eh.
So yun na nga. I've been following him. Sabi ko, ay mga coaches. And, you know, when after that event from JTL nga, parang sabi ko, okay, so ganito pala, ganito gagawin. So parang okay, nandun ako sa point na parang, hey, I can do email copywriting. I can write. Yung parang mga ganun. I can also do VA. I can do ganito ganyan. Parang it's that moment that I feel that I can do a lot of things. So it's just me really finding out ano ba talaga yung i-offer ko.
So I was testing out. Maybe parang okay, I will send 10 emails with offering email marketing. I have 10 emails offering web design because of Jason Dulay. Parang ganun. I have another 10 emails offering social media marketing. Parang mga ganun.
All cold emails.
Cold emails. Just cold emails because okay. I have the luxury of having good list na din from my past, okay. You know. But here's okay. what's exciting. Because you others would maybe think that may asset na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because literally I have thousands and thousands and thousands of emails. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Data Nice. Si Data Nice, siya yung parang like a big library of B2B tawag dito. Nandun yung emails, company name, like a big database of small businesses all around the world.
Data Nice, spell po yung Data Nice
name. DATANYZE.
Okay. So pwede pa namin gamitin yan.
If you have like 1500 every month that you know you can pay because
what's 1500? Barya lang yun, no?
I mean that's what I'm saying. If you have that, then go ahead. Oh, para ganun. Pero okay. Eto nga. So nandyan lahat ng small businesses and like I said, I still have those lists. So I tried, no? I even tried travel agencies, I tried restaurants, I tried reaching out, like lahat po cold emails ha, reaching out to what do you call this, five-star hotels, resorts, and this and that, diba? But surprisingly, like, so I was testing, okay, email marketing, web design, and social media, at kung ano-ano pa actually yung pinag-o-offer ko, kung ano man, bahala na. But again, I was just testing out kung ano ba yung mag-work, saan ba ako makakakuha ng response or whatever. And from, I think, not just 100, but way more than that that I sent. Meron akong mga nakausap. Talagang may mga nakameeting ako, even head of marketing, na talagang okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so you are already a marketing director and you have a team and you're still open to what I can do. Parang ganon. So I noticed from there that kahit iisang kahit ano ka lang pa puchu-puchong freelancer or puchu-puchong freelancer may papansin at papansin sa iyo if you have the right
hindi mo kailangan maging agency.
Exactly. If again okay. If you have the right message.
And what's right? That message?
Yun na nga. Yun sabi ko sa iyo kanina. Like, That's John's approach. Eh. Yung parang, and I really like it because just imagine from my years of doing cold emails with this small businesses, like marketing agencies then, this approach of John, yung script ni John, like, may it be with the way you talk or the way, pero yung psychology behind, you know, the way he used the words and like this and like it's just so different. And sabi ko nga, if I have known this approach way back then, feeling ko yung mga campaigns ko before, like yung mga, you know, other companies that I worked before would just freaking like get results. Right? So I found out that kahit eto palang mga like huge marketing firm, mm-hmm. Pangit yung mga like pangit or I don't know how to say it pero yun na yun parang kasi naranasan ko yung struggle eh. Like there would be times na ang hirap namin makapag-generate ng appointment. It's because we didn't have that, you know, that pattern, yung messaging.
Ano the yung way, messaging na yan?
Ayun yung parang I help like this and like that, I help business owners, like hindi siya focus on results. So yun lang yung parang direct na basa ko sa teachings ni John. Whatever you do, whatever services, whatever skills and whatever you do that you can offer, you need to base it on the result. Like you should sell the result that you can give to that person. Because once you do that, dun mo lang actually makukuha yung attention ng isang business owner.
Give me a sample of your actual cold email.
Like right now, mm-hmm. Not just with cold emails, but also with the Facebook messaging that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. So I would say, hey, Neil, mm-hmm. I see that you are into like flooring industry or you're whatever you're doing.
Cold to, ah? Cold. As in, wala
cold,
talagang
cold,
relationship.
Cold. I have been helping flooring contractors generate at least 30 to 40 leads every month consistently using Facebook ads funnel strategy. Why? Facebook ads is easy to understand, but when you like, I've been testing a lot of different scripts na din, no? Pero this is yung parang ito yung winning script ko. Like I got so much response from this approach. Through Facebook ads funnel strategy, because Facebook ads is just Facebook ads. Like kahit naman sila, you can do Facebook ads eh. Like mm-hmm. if you're a business owner, you have a business page, like you can just boost or whatever you can do. Like they can do it. But when you incorporate like funnel strategy, medyo uy ano to? Medyo na fo-fomo sila, no? Like I can't miss this out. Probably my competitors are doing this and I cannot miss this out. So parang you need to create a certain level of intriga mm-hmm. that would make them, hey, I wanted to know this. Parang ganon. So that's the first sentence. The second is, I'd love to show you how I do it. I'd love to share with you and explain to you how I generated these results for my existing clients and how you can mirror or how you can implement it on your business just so you will have the same results and that you can scale your business, double your sales or whatever, whatever. So it should always focus on what you can do to them, what results you can give them. Again, the main purpose of this is to get them into a DC, get them into parang a discovery call. Kasi yun na yung magiging key naman sa lahat, di ba? Para gano'n. So once you get them into a call, go for a more discovery, whatever, whatever. And yun lang. So parang yun lang yung naging approach ko. Actually, ever since when I landed this first client, when I got this first client, so just to give kumbaga balikan lang natin yung kanina, no?
Context,
so I've done a lot of emails, cold emails and this and that. None of them worked. Okay? So parang yung naging conclusion ko doon is that I don't think it's the skill. I don't think it's with your offer. Right? Because parehas lang naman yung talagang naging breakthrough or nagbago yun lahat, like when I actually generated like results for this first client of mine is that when I stopped thinking about I need to get a client, I need to, yung parang I need to whatever you wanted to achieve, when I stopped actually thinking about it and I was just like, I wanted to test the script of Jan Pagulayan. So okay. I need to get someone on a call para ma-practice ko. Like literally after the event, I went home and I just said, so parang okay, I just really need one person para ma-practice ko to. As in, bit ko pa yung band paper na yon. And then I practice it. So without the desire of closing him, without the desire of having him as a client, without the desire of me getting a project or getting a client or whatever you call it, it's just me wanting to practice the script. And I wanted to see from there what's going to happen. And what happened was, so yung parang yung script ko. And here's something that I wanted to share as well. If because I mean I've read a lot of you know the challenges and struggles within the tribe, that you know landing a first client, getting a client or whatever that is. Are you still there? Nagtang.
Wait.
Ayun na. Medyo na, na ano.
Hello? Dina?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so challenges na nakikita mo sa tribe when finding that first client, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because I've been in that boat, obviously, before, di ba? And it is really a challenge. And I really think that it's gonna be a, it's part of the equation. So kahit anong effort mo ngayon, hindi yung parang maybe I'm missing something, maybe hindi enough yung skills ko, maybe pangit yung offer ko, maybe it's not that. It's just, it is what it is. Okay? And it's just a matter of just pushing and pushing and pushing. Just continue doing it. Because ang feeling ko ngayon sa akin, parang destiny lang siyang nangyari. Cheesy as it may sound. So, how I landed my first client was this. So I was doing cold emails, right? Cold emails, yep. Cold emails. Chasing it, chasing yung ano doon, yung if you
yung term.
Exactly. Now, etong mga businesses na to, like they're natutulog. They probably may meron na yang mga marketing ano. So just say for example for social media marketing and Facebook ads. So that's the notion. Now, if we actually like revert it into like thinking na sino yung mga business owners na meron ng mga signs virtually, like there, hindi lang natin nakikita.
Yun.
Like,
okay.
They are actually looking for your services, pero hindi mo siya nakikita, hindi mo siya naiisip because all you think about is chasing.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So,
yes.
One example is that if you go to Yelp or to Yellow Pages, merong mga businesses dyan that buying ads. Like, kahit sa Google AdWords. Say, for example, okay, I'm looking for a restaurant owner. I want restaurant owners to be, you know, my client, parang ganon. So, the way that I would do it, and again, it took me a lot of, like, experimento to come up with this parang conclusion. You go to Google and search restaurant owners and merong mga nag-ads dyan. So Google AdWords like this and like that. What I would do is that I would go to that one and go to their website, check their Facebook page, go to contacts, get their email address or maybe phone number. But malamang email at Facebook yon. And I will send them a message. And I would go, hey, I've seen your ad on Google, or I've seen your ad on Yelp, I've seen your ad on Yellow Pages, and notice that blah 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 blah. So parang hahanapan ko siya ng something na tsaka. Like, okay, so you're doing this ad. I checked your Facebook page, and yet you only have like 100 likes. Parang ganon. So parang something that would trigger them.
Wait
that, hey,
lang. Ha. Cold.
Cold.
Cold mong ginagawa to, ha?
Yeah. Cold.
Okay.
So that would make, okay, probably that would make them think, wala namang mawawala eh. Like if you actually do that, ano bang mawawala? Wala naman, di ba? Kung di mag-reply, eh, hindi. Parang ganon. So,
exacto.
And even, diba? Especially right now with Facebook, okay? Especially right now with Facebook, there's this info and ads. You go to a page, hanapin mo dun yung tab ng info and ads, makikita mo dun who are running ads and who are not, right? And that's what I've been doing the past few months, okay? Pag ikaw wala kang ads, i-screenshot kita, and I'll send you a message, hey, I came across your Facebook page and noticed that you are not running an ad.
Mm-hmm.
First ad. The second is, I have been helping restaurant owners generate blah, 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 whatever result that you can give them. So say, for example, for restaurants, I've been helping restaurant owners increase their visits. They're like by 3%. So number is very powerful. Again, the goal of this is to get their attention and to get them into a call. So you might want to really use numbers. But of course, pag number sa pag-uusapan natin, you really need to be, you know, parang alam mo din yung pinagsasabi mo. Just say, for example, for my niche, like 30 to 40 leads, because 30 to 40 leads would like make them okay or great, or they're good in a good number pag ganun yung leads, right? So bottom line is that you highlight what result that you can give them, right? And then Yuna, the third paragraph would be, I'd love to show you and explain to you how I do this, how I can, you know, generate, how I can get this results to you, and how you can implement it. Yung parang iniintays mo siya that, you know, when you pag makinig ka lang sa akin, pwede mo nga tong gayahin.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang whether whether we work together or not, I just wanted to help and just give, you know, a valuable information to you. It will just take the 10 to 15 minutes of your time. And then, you know, there's nothing to lose. Parang ganun lang. So I'd love to explain to you and show you how you can implement it on your business just so you will have the same results. If you're available next week, let's hop on a call. Parang ganun lang.
Yun lang ang ginagawa mo.
Yes. So, yung parang the way that we could put it, or yung ginagawa ko in terms of like, I don't chase like chasing clients. Like, of course I do, but ayokong ganun yung parang yung term niya, because this guy already has signals that they need you. So yung belief ko is that kailangan neto ng much better strategy. Because come on, if you're doing Yelp ads or Yellow Pages ads, you're already spending like probably $500 to $1,000.
A month.
And if you're going to compare that, if they switch to Facebook ads,
mm-hmm.
But obvious naman yung result eh. You just really need to parang, you know, to explain to them na ganito yon. So this is now my discovery call would be, of course, just asking them their problems or anything like that. And I'm gonna switch it to, okay, so you are doing this and this is what I can do for you. Eto yung these are the results. But again, eto na yung parang I've already generated results.
Okay. Before you go into that, for selfish reasons lang ha, kasi gusto ko malaman talaga, maintindihan to, kahit mag-overtime tayo. Eto siya ha. So, hindi ako papayag na hindi ako matuto eh. Okay. So, nasa Yelp ako ngayon. Pupull up ko to. Okay. So, hindi ko alam kung nakikita mo yung screen ko. Wait, nothing's showing up. Wait lang ha. Stop sharing. Wait na. Best delivery. Sabi niya, best delivery. Okay. Share your desktop screen. Tapos, share. Tapos, who? It's not showing up. Why kaya? To broadcast. Ayan. Give me lang quick. Oh, ayaw pa rin. Anyway, let's just assume lang ah. So I'm on Yelp right now. I put in New York, United States, diba?
Uh-huh,
tapos
uh-huh.
How would I find out if this is a paid ad that they're paying for ads? San ko makikita? Is it on like the upper right? Is it on where?
Can you scroll down?
Ayan, kita ko pala. Scroll down. Ayun to, ads by Google, nakita ko. Best Italian, ganyan. Tuloy pa?
Hindi pa nag-move like the other part. Yung parang sa may Google Maps. Yung part na yan, wala ba?
Ito, okay. Sa may Google Maps. Ayan. Uh-huh. Hanggang dyan lang siya. Naka-freeze lang. Okay. Pero I see some ads here na, halimbawa, si Bugs Exterminator, DK Pest Control.
Ayan yun.
Itong mga to, itong nasa kanan. Mm-hmm. Best Italian food in New York, available for delivery. Okay, I
click that. Lang sobrang updated ngayon kung like, how it did, because I think I was doing this a year ago. So, The most updated siguro, like, to answer that question, maybe go to YouTube and just search how to run ads on Yelp, parang mga ganon.
Anyway, so, talaga, so I pulled up this restaurant, di ba? Si Bella Vita, Ria and Trattoria. So I don't know kung tama. So may email siya, something. Tingnan natin kung meron siyang Facebook page.
Yep.
It's not, wala, hindi lumalabas ang kanyang Facebook page.
Oh, see? See, yun yung email ko sa kanya.
Boom. Tapos ang usapan.
Like, hey, I stumbled upon your website. I was trying to check on your Facebook page and I think the link is broken. So you might want to check that to fix that. Second is, like, blah, 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 blah. Whatever, whatever. Kung ano pa yung kaya mong ichika sa kanya. Parang gano'n.
Okay. So, para sa akin, hindi naman genius tong ginawa mong to eh.
Definitely. Hindi talaga. Kaya sabi ko sa iyo, baka matuwa ka lang sa sabihin. Anyway,
so, ito, ayun ito. Isa pa ha. Things to do in New York. Tours, tickets, and activities. So, yan yung mga nakikita ko ngayon. So, if I click on that. So, yan yung mga ads running on Yelp.
Yeah.
Yan lang yun. Okay.
So, bottom line is, look for that. Instead of you, okay, I want restaurant owners or I want coaches or I want, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, what do you want them? Do you even know that? Sabihin natin, probably some of them would not need your services. I mean, this is just me, no? Instead of or versus looking for a business that's already telling you that, hey, we need a better marketing strategy. Hey, we're stuck with the yellow pages. And you might want to offer us your Facebook ads. Because you know exactly the difference between running an ad with yellow pages and how much does it cost. And of course, ginugel ko lang din naman yon.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the results. That, so yun na yung parang, you know, magiging content nung BC ko. Like, look, you're already doing this. And I'm gonna ask you, so okay, ano yung result that it got you? Are you happy with the results? Like this and like that? If you tell me yes, okay, fine. But if you tell me that you're not, so you might want to check this. Because with this, blah, 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 blah. So dun ko na din medyo ino-incorporate yung Facebook ad. Because Facebook ads is not just Facebook ad. It should have a funnel, right? If you really wanted conversion, which is, that's, yun naman talaga yung kailangan nila. Like any business owner, yun naman yung kailangan nila, benta. Leads and benta.
No.
So,
hindi ko po kailangan ng maraming like, hindi ko po kailangan ng maraming comment, kailangan ko po profit.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Boom.
Yeah, alam mo ba, parang may mga ganun pa. Like, yeah, I have Facebook and we're at 13,000 likes. We are like this and like that. And I would go, yeah, but your engagement actually is, I don't like it. Like, I'm not impressed. So parang ganon. And it's really more of making them realize that there's a better strategy for them and it's something that you want for them. So bottom line is, again, it's not the skills that you can offer, but yung result that you believe in yourself that you can deliver.
I agree. Okay, so big takeaway dito is Yelp. Yelp ads. Big takeaway dito, go to people spending already on, for ads, diba? Okay, isa pa. Ano yung isa pa?
So, let's say from Yelp or from Yellow Pages, the platform talaga nung nag-pave ng way for me to get my first ever client and opened like so many doors for me. I think that was September when I landed this first client. Again, as I've mentioned earlier, yung pinaka goal ko lang dito is just to test the script of the John Pagulayan.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Facebook groups. And Facebook groups, when I say Facebook groups,
goal here is to look for a business owner that needs, let's say, social media, whatever. Yeah. I went to social group. Buy, sell Atlanta. Or buy and sell online Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
So those are the keywords. Like, you join those groups and then stop mo yung group na yon. Maghanap ka ng isang business owner doon. It could be an electrician, it could be a roofer, it could be a painter, it could be a restaurant owner. It could be like, there's so many business owner in there na nagmamano-mano marketing. So,
yes. Okay.
Alam mo na yung susunod. So these are the people who are already saying that I need marketing, I need Facebook ads, I need whatever and whatever. And I said that the same script again, and that's where I landed my first client. Like, hey Douglas, I see that you are doing epoxy flooring services. I love all of your projects. I love, like, I know that whatever, you exaggerate. Just really, you know, talk to the person. It's not like, okay, I need the pitch. I need to connect. I need to know what's his on with us. Just really like being authentic and being raw, just connecting with a person. And that's what I did. I love everything they do. Hey, I actually help local business owners. Yung pa yung ano ko dati, kasi wala pa nga akong super like,
specific
industry, right? So local business owners pa lang yung inaano ko na. So I said, generate 30 to 40 leads using Facebook ads funnel strategy. Let's hop on a call. I'd love to show it to you so you can implement it on your business. And then we got into a call, and then na test ko yung script ni Mr. Pagulayan. And it really like worked. Like, I love the feeling of just every single second that I was on that call. Like, it's the best call I did versus my 9 years in call center. You know what I mean? Kasi ano eh, it's just really, it made me feel that I'm a business owner, that I'm a problem solver. I am someone that can, you know, give him result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I will. I actually wanted to share this. I think na share ko na to sa group that all of this, parang change of mindset. It started with a book that I got from an entrepreneur also, and that he said that you are unique. Nandun siya sa wall ko. You are unique. There is no one in the world just like you, and people will benefit from you because of your uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
And that like crossed out all of my insecurities. Sometimes I tend to, gagawin ko pa ba to? Eh, ang dami-dami ng magaling dyan eh. Parang,
exacto.
Ang dami nang nag-Facebook ads dyan, ang dami nang nag-social media manager dyan. Like, why would I matter? Like, ano ba yung difference ko? And few months talagang sobrang nag-suffer ako doon. And like, stuck talaga ako sa process na yun. And the time that I followed this person, he said, just say this out loud 45 days straight. Basta, yun lang. Parang it changed everything for me. And then, yun yung parang nag-gain ko yung confidence ko like this and like that. And it's really true. Doon ko din, so on that call, I found out my value as, okay, kaya ko pala. Like, okay. So I can be that problem solver. Because if you wanted to really push with this freelancing and this whole entrepreneurship thing, I would say again and again talaga that it's not the services that you can offer. Like, it's your desire to help someone. Yun lang yun talaga. It's just your desire to help someone.
Desire,
yeah, because that's how I landed this first client. Like, he has no asset, no everything. Ang galing niya lang talagang gumawa ng mga epoxy flooring. Like, so, yun yung parang
So we got into the call, and after that, okay, so how much will this cost me? Yung yeah, mental block na ako. Kasi wala naman talaga akong hinandang ganun eh. I don't have the price. I don't even know how to price all of this. Para gano'n. So I just said, you know what, I'll have to review this call and parang pag-aaralan ko pa. Like, why don't you just give me a day to come up with a solid marketing plan, which is yun naman yung script ni John, right? Yes. And I'll get back to you after 24 hours. I'll send it to you. And nandun ako sa point na, what the hell does just happen? Because I literally don't know how to, ano ba ipipresyo dito? And here's what's funny, because sabi ni John, you know, you can charge this and that, you can charge 1,000, you can charge like this and that. So if you're gonna ask me how much was that, it's just pinagtripan ko lang yung pricing na yon. And I priced it for 3,500. And he said, yes. We will work on it.
Boom. Parang gano'n. Boom. Okay.
Yun lang talaga.
3,500. Pero may magandang tanong dito. Ang tanong, what gave you the confidence that you can deliver?
Diba? I just know. I just really know. Because ganito yun eh, yung thinking ko. This person, kasi during the discovery call, I asked him, so magkano ba to? Magkano ba tong project na to? Para gano'n. And how many leads? What is your goal? What is your monthly sales goal? Revenue, I mean, $30,000, okay na ako. $20,000, okay na ako. How many leads do you need? Which is, again, nandun to si script ni John. How many leads do you need? Yeah. How many leads do you need to close those projects? How many projects do you need for you to hit your sales target? As I sabihin niya, siguro 4 to 5 projects. Okay. 4 to 5 projects, how many leads do you need to convert 4 to 5 projects? And it would go, siguro mga 20 or 30. Boom. Okay. I'll do everything. Yeah, so yung thinking ko, what the hell, like, andito ka ngayon doing this and that. And again, during this time, yung pitch ko Facebook ads, wala naman talaga akong kaalam-alam sa Facebook ads. Okay?
Pero alam mo, yung resultang kayang i-deliver ng Facebook
exactly.
ads.
Exactly. Yes, I know how to sell social media kahit wala akong formal training of social media. I just know. And here's what's funny, because you know how I was able to sell social media?
Mm-hmm.
It was a product of me listening to Gary Vaynerchuk and just taking notes of every single thing that he's saying. And literally during that call, yun yung mga pinagsasabi ko sa kanya. I was like, feeling ko nagde-declamation lang ako. I was like reading a freaking paper. Like,
yes.
These are the things that you know. And I really believe on those words. That's why I was able to like deliver it and made that person believe in me as well. Kasi totoo naman eh. And really believe. So doon lang siya nag-start. Kaya nga, I would always again say that it's not the skill, because I literally don't have the skill of Facebook ads. At even social media, I just know the Canva, pa-edit ng photo dyan, pa-chika-chika ng mga logo dyan, and I know how to write, you know, pa-caption. Literally, yun ang alam ko sa social media. I am so sorry. But yun lang talaga. And I just know that whatever he's doing right now, I can do better than that. And yun lang naman yung sabi ko sa kanya. I'll do everything to put you in a better position than what you are right now. And kung ano pa man yung mga gagawin ko, bahala na si Batman. I'll just freaking study everything. Like,
yes.
Exert every effort.
Yes.
Parang ganun.
Rather than trying to perfect your skill and always comparing it to someone else who's definitely yeah. always going to be better than you and then never yeah. taking any action. Diba?
Yeah.
Okay. Sige. We are sobrang overtime. I want to
I
cut
know.
This
I'm
call.
I'm so sorry,
na.
Guys.
Pero, okay. Ito yung akin. August 22. Ito ang sabi mo. Biggest mm-hmm. conversion I've had in a week. 2 deals closed from 4 DCs last week. This mm-hmm. one's for a 4999 deal. Tapos paid 2,000 today. Okay?
Yep.
Tapos you shared yung script na yon.
Yep.
Okay. Ang question ko dito eh.
It's okay.
So ang question talaga is, if there was if there was someone else watching this right now, posible ba talaga? O chamba lang talaga?
Yes. I think I already mentioned this, that this deal, these two deals,
okay lang.
These two deals, ito yung produkto nung pagpo-prospecting ko ng isang taon. Okay? So, from that first client, right? I mean, who would have thought that I would end up doing Facebook ads or social media marketing? Who would have thought that I would end up with, despite the restaurant owners, chiropractors, gym owners, restaurant owners, lahat na yan, na na-reach out ko yung mga yan, who would have thought that I would end up with a flooring contractor? Wala, di ba? Kahit ako eh. So, it started from there. After I got that client, no, he added me on their group. He said, Dina, I want you to, like, you know, expand your knowledge with the services, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. And he added me to that group, consists of 15K members. Lahat yon flooring contractor. Okay?
Blue Ocean.
And right
teka,
there and
teka,
then...
Wait lang. Nakita nyo si Dina namumulot ng pera? Bueno, namumulot siya ng pera, oh.
No. So from there, actually, the time na talagang pinag, like, you know what, I'm gonna focus on this first client. I stopped prospecting to, like, kininto ko na. Because my goal back then is just, you know what, I need a case study. I need to document everything because Gary Vaynerchuk said so. Just document. I started documenting everything, like posting on Facebook. These are my results. These are the things that have been going. Each time, kahit the single message that Douglas would tell me, hey, my God, my phone is blowing up, this and that. And by the way, I was not doing Facebook ads that time. I was doing mano-mano Facebook group marketing. I was just posting photos, like, pinaganda ko lang yung mga caption, and we were literally, like, getting, sabihin natin, 20 leads in just a weekend. Right? Wala pang Facebook ads doon. So,
Wala pang Facebook ads.
Focus lang ako sa kanya, and I built his website. Thank you to Jason Dulay, the WordPress course na nakinuha ko. I built his website. I gave him a business email. Siguro mga on a third month, nakabili siya ng sarili niyang trailer. Meron na siyang mga equipment because this guy is also like a startup. So parang parehas lang kami nag-experiment that, you know, we're growing. And I was like at that point that I'm gonna do everything to help this guy get results and to really achieve his goals, because his goals would be my goals and it's gonna be like my case study. And talagang i-document ko to. I even bought Pipe Drive, CRM. Doon ko nire-record lahat. Because even his proposals, ako yung gumagawa. Ako yung gumagawa.
Nabasa mo? Ask Dina about how Douglas tried to short her. Okay, ano yan?
Ano yung short her?
Parang binarat ka ba?
No.
No, di ka binarat?
And even if we actually barat, that time I was so ready to do the services for free. Because again, my goal was just to really help someone and test, see for myself if I can really deliver results.
Diba?
Sabi ko sa'yo, the 3,600 was just a trip, pinagtripan ko lang eh. Because with all honesty, I don't know how to price the services. I don't even know. Ang alam ko lang at that point is that I wanted to help that person get results because his results will also be my result. Yun lang talaga, like with all honesty. And then yun, I think on our fifth month, we were able to hit his first 100K sales. And I was fortunate enough to monitor dun because I bought nga a CRM. Dun ko yun. Okay, so is this, every time mag-send siya ng proposal, ganito. So ano na to? Like, close communication. And at the same time, he added me on that group. I started adding those people
Wala pang pitch, wala pang connection, wala pang, I just added and just said hi, like a stupid hi. Hey, like this and like that. Kasi once mag-grow yung mutual friends, they were just automatically, you know, and then I syempre, the typical, you know, marketer, inayos ko yung Facebook ko, nandun na lahat, and then I got a website already, and whatever. Because I don't need to pitch. I just felt like I don't need to pitch anymore. I just need that, yung what do you call that? That I help ni Jen Pagulayan. Like, it's just a photo in there, and then my cover photo.
Ito, yep. I'm showing na your website. I don't know if it's showing up on your screen.
Tingnan. Yeah, that is.
Hindi ba parang sobrang freak ito, di ba? Are you a service-oriented epoxy flooring entrepreneur looking to scale your business to six figures using social? Parang sa akin, holy cow, mas targeted ka pa sa Facebook ads. Ganyan kakalupit na ito yung niche mo, di ba? If I came here na isa akong epoxy flooring entrepreneur, parang, oh my God, this
it's
is...
It's like a go-to person.
Oh, from heaven. Anything that has to do with social media, anything that has to do with the internet, wala akong ibang kakausapin, kundi dinasamuel.com. Yun ang lumalabas para sa akin. Pero para sa akin, di ba, sa totoo lang, nakakatakot na mag-niche down to this level. Pero you were smart about this kasi you had to first test it muna.
Alam mo yung mas nakakatakot that time before I even ended up with that? The moment that I stopped thinking about other business owners, yun yung mas mahirap doon. Because, I don't know if it's just me, pero sometimes tayo, we think that, you know, I can do this. I can... social media is for everyone, yes. Right? Social media is for everyone. So, pag ginawa ko tong epoxy flooring contractor lang, eh paano kung may mag-ask pa na iba? Paano pag may mga restaurant owner pa? Parang sayang nung opportunity. So it's like also closing a door, right? But actually, if you wanted clarity and just, yun na yung parang yung niche down, yun yung parang the most scariest the decision that I did. Yung parang, I'm already close to other businesses. So I'm just gonna focus. Why? Because meron na akong case study kay flooring contractor eh. Eto na yun eh. And I already, parang may nag-pave na ng way for me to get into that group. So what I needed to do right now is yung i-continue ko yung sinabi ni John, to just continue prospecting, adding and adding, just like that and like that. Parang yun na lang yung ginawa ko the past 10 to 11 months. After that first client, I think January of this year, meron nang nag-message sa akin like, "Hey Dina, I see that like that. We wanted to talk with you and like that." So parang lahat na nung leads like they were just really inquiring and yun, parang I stopped yung parang yung reaching out and the cold prospecting ka parang ano. So yung naging focus ko na lang is to preach doon sa Facebook ko because they're already there. So it's like my email chika-chika na din. Parang email marketing ko siya in a way. Pero I was showing results, screenshots, and yung conversation namin eh. Syempre, parang, basta, you know how it works with marketers, right? So yes. Parang ganaan.
Pero tingnan mo ha, ituloy ko lang to ha. So I'm sure many of us would be asking, okay, so kailangan ko pala ng website, di ba? Tapos teka, kailangan ko ng maraming blog articles para SEO friendly ako. Kailangan yung mga H tags ko magaganda talaga.
Wale. Hindi dapat, ko alam mga yan.
Naku, dapat mag-enroll ako kay Brian na yung backlink ko. Pero tingnan mo oh. DinaSamuel.com, may isang button lang na let's talk, di ba? Tapos below it is just one freaking article. One article that was posted April pa 2018, April 2018. Tapos if I go back, isa lang ang call to action, let's talk. And syempre isipin, nung kailangan may click funnels ako. Nung kailangan may matindi akong CRM dito. Nako. Ay Google form lang. Ay, kailangan may bucket.io ako. Naku, kailangan Nako, kailangan convert kit dapat to para tuloy-tuloy yung emails darating. Yun lang kung how many epoxy flooring projects do you need to hit your sales target? What's your sales target? It's doing 95 or let's say na lang 80% of the job, di ba? In three sentences or less, tell me exactly, di ba? You're diagnosing, oh. Humihingi ka ng mga symptoms. The goal is to take you to six figures. How much are you prepared to invest? Ayan pa, oh.
Paandar.
Ah, di ba?
Hashtag paandar.
Ang akin lang, di ba, hindi pala kailangan komplikado. Yeah. Hindi pala kailangan mag-invest ka sa 1,500 na email list, di ba? Hindi pala. It's all about taking action, di ba?
And, you know, you try to simplify everything.
Simplify.
Like, simplicity will... I think I learned that with John as well. Like, he was generating millions and millions without even a website. Diba? So, that's all.
Okay, parting words. Okay. So, sa mga iba na kinakabahan pa, diba? Okay. Gusto ko talaga Facebook ads. Interest ko talaga yun. Hindi ko pa sure kasi talaga yung kung sino yung target client ko. Dapat ba dun sa passionate ako? Or gusto ko ba di na yung ano, yung gumagastos na? Obviously, ang sagot, di ba? Yung gumagastos na. Pero hindi kasi ako passionate dun eh. Ikaw, anong sasagot mo? Dun sa nagdidili-dali, nag-iisip pa na hindi ko talaga alam. Or tapos, at the same time, kinakabahan pa.
Mm-hmm. Test. Number one is test. Okay? Because, eto nga, I've been overwhelmed myself, like, when I first started, like, you know, the Jad method, no? Talagang overwhelming. Super overwhelming. I remember one time, my husband caught me here in a room, and sobrang tulala. Like, he was super worried that I'm getting crazy already. So, but I was that passionate talaga. You know why? So, no, number one actually is not test. Number one is that you really need to find the biggest reason why are you doing this. And why I'm doing this is because I cannot afford to go out, to go back to Makati and work again. So I need to figure this out because I cannot be absent in my son's life.
Dude.
With what we've been through, and yun lang yung naging root, okay? Because without that, I don't think I will have this like super hunger and super like I wanted this so badly, not for myself but for my son, for myself as well. There is no other way that I will make a living sacrificing yung time ko sa kanya because I begged for his life and he fought for his life. To be with me, to be with us. So that's number one. You need to really like dig in yourself. Why are you doing this? Right? Second is that once you have that, you know, reason, this is just again, you will be overwhelmed with so many things. Anong skills ko? Ano yung i-offer ko? Sino yung magiging kliyente ko? Paano ko sila mahahanap? Just keep doing that because fortunately and unfortunately, it is part of the equation. It is you just like learning. It's learning and you really, we all need to go through that. Okay? Second is you really need to be consistent. Test and test. May it be with email, cold email, with Facebook, with Facebook groups, with Yellow Pages, and with Yelp. Just do the freaking thing. Just be consistent. Stop being lazy. Like, I can't even tell you I only sleep an hour per day. Like, crazy. But for a mother, maiintindihan. Like, for other moms out there, maiintindihan nila that it's nothing special. Right? If you really wanted something, like, you give your 100%. In there. are you still with me, Neil?
Actually, what I want to find out is, buhay pa ba yung mga tao sa naisampal mo sa mga mukha naming lahat? Diba? 1 hour of sleep. Still being grateful. Diba? Still seeing the goodness in life. And here you are reaping. Diba? So, Dina. 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 Hello, Dina. Lock na screen mo. Yes, I'm here. Wait lang, wait lang. I'm here. Okay. Wait lang. So while we're just waiting for Dina to come back, di ba? The idea lang is, hello, Dina. Nandiyan ka na ulit? Hello, 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 Dina. Okay, nawawala si Dina. So for everyone who's hello. Watching, yes. Okay, naririnig mo na kami? Hello? Back to Earth? Dina? Dina, Dina naririnig. Hello, Dina. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Yes.
Okay, nawawala si Dina. So for everyone who's hello. Watching, yes. Okay, naririnig mo na kami? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So, nagising kami sa katotohanan. Yes, masaya ako na nagising tayo sa katotohanan. I also want to say na with Dina who's watching right now and with what everything Dina shared with us, di ba? Okay, what she shared with us is wala ka ng excuse.
Nagising kami sa katotohanan. Yes, masaya ako na nagising tayo sa katotohanan.
You have no excuse at all.
With Dina, who's watching right now, and with what everything Dina shared
and
with us,
diba?
Okay. Okay, what she shared with us is, wala ka ng excuse.
Okay, so while we're watching Dina, na pinapanood niya yung kanyang sarili niya, di ba? Tingnan natin. Dina, kung okay. Hindi mo kami naririnig, we have to say good night. And sasabihin ko lang is this. Ikaw na kinakabahan ngayon. Ikaw na natatakot na mag-reach out. Ikaw na nag-iisip na tama ba itong ginagawa ko? Diba? Again, it's always about taking action. You won't get it perfect the first time. You won't get it perfect even the second time. You would probably have so many failures, diba? Pero one thing's for sure, if you don't take any action, as in wala talagang mangyayari. Seryoso. So, stop complaining, stop whining, stop overthinking. It's just the way it is. You really have to take action. So
many failures, diba? Pero one thing's for sure.
Eto na lang. Good night, Dina. Good night, everyone. It was a pleasure. There were a ton of questions pa that we wanted to ask. And while we're watching Dina, who's doing this, I hope that we take advantage, di ba, from the fact na ito yung mga natutunan natin sa kanya. And again, reach out for purely selfish reasons. Good night. Bye-bye.